Brian and Tricia, we are Quixie 98.3 U2 Atomic City. Thanks so much for hanging out with us this morning. We have had several guests in. We've got a couple more going. Latest one has entered the building from Lincoln Birthplace, Stacy Humphreys, a park ranger. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning. How's everybody doing here?
We're good. Now, I don't know if we've seen Stacy since you were out for your surgery.
Yeah, we have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, once she the was, last time. You had crutches, which I'm glad to see those have disappeared.
I am crutchless. I have graduated to just walking on my own now.
Limping
That's
on her
fabulous.
Own.
Fabulous. Yeah.
Well, she did fantastic as a guest host, so she will get invited back. Not everybody gets invited back. But
thank you. I'm looking forward to it already. I had a blast. It was so much fun.
You were a natural.
Well, thank you.
But
I enjoy.
You do a lot of public speaking.
I always tell people I get paid to do what I got in trouble in school for. So, because the common note was, Stacy's a good student, but she likes to talk a lot, or, you know.
My wife got those same notes as a young child. So, speaking of talking a lot, tell us all about what's going on with the birthplace.
Oh, we have so much going on. It's April, so it's spring to us. We're very excited. First thing, this coming Saturday the 6th, the tavern, the Knob Creek, the Visitor Center, it's opening for the season.
Good.
So, it will be open on Saturdays and Sundays, excuse me, in April and May from 10 to 4. So I always tell people, you know, if you want to go today, that's fine. You can go and look around. But hold off till Saturday, because then you can go inside the tavern, see all the new exhibits. The cabin will be open. There'll be rangers out there, you know, so we'll have things going on. So we're really excited about that. And then, of course, the big thing on Monday is the eclipse. So we in Hodgenville, we're going to be at 98% totality. So we're going to have our viewing area in the birthplace picnic area, and we've got glasses, we've got some activities for kids going on from 11 to 4. It's all free. So if people don't want to drive a couple hours to be in 100% totality, they can come to the park. So we're really
98%
excited about
totality. I mean, that's pretty close to 100.
That's as close as what you're going to get. I think
it's actually 98.3%.
It might be 98.3%.
That's a good one.
Thank you, Quixie.
Yes.
What's your favorite part about this time of year? Obviously, there's a reawakening of the nature and all that, but this is something this time of year, something special?
It is. It's like the earth is coming alive again. And to see, if you drive out to the park now, you'll see the red buds are blooming, and then the dogwoods have just started to bloom. Flowers are starting to come up in our butterfly gardens that we have, the pollinator gardens by the visitor center. So it's just, and like, you know, the animals are more active. I've seen squirrels and some of the other critters that live in our park, and it's just a special time of year. Now, all of us are sneezing because it's the pollinating that's happening.
Yeah,
the pollinating.
But you
like
know,
a horror movie.
The pollinating. But you know, this is a special time of year just to see the earth come alive again, and there are a lot of people that are visiting us. It's spring break this week for local schools, but drive around the parking lot yesterday, I saw cars from Mississippi, Ontario, Michigan, Tennessee. I mean, it's just, you know, it's nice to see visitors and families coming to our park again.
And it's free to
it
get
is.
In the park.
Absolutely. It's free. We never charge. That's in our enabling legislation, that we will never charge an admission fee to the park, which I think is something very special. And like you said, we got a lot of exciting things in April. Please do check out our webpage, our social media. We've got National Park Week coming up, Volunteer Appreciation Week. We'll have our Shakespeare in the Park performance, which we partner with Kentucky Shakespeare. They are presenting a Midsummer's Night's Dream this year on April 25th. And then, of course, we have a new superintendent joining us this coming week as well. Joshua Manley is his name. So we're very excited to have him and his family move to the area. So a lot going on in April, a lot. If you come to the park today, you're going to see me running back and forth down the hallway a couple times because we're trying to get the tavern open, and a lot going on. We have programs going on every day now. And again, it's all free. So come to the park, enjoy the nature, take a ranger program, let your kids do the Train a Ranger book, and talk to a park ranger. That's always fun.
All right. Stacy with Lincoln Birthplace, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And we are Quixie 98.3.